Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
I'm trying to think of things that are what I would call low-hanging fruit. You're right. Saying, you know, what could we do? What could we do right now?
Easiest
is clean up your galleries, but get better images out there on your galleries. Another one, and I see this all the time, is to look at the way you're laying your website out. Your very first tab, in my mind, should be your galleries first, and then your bio, your about page, and everything else is secondary. So after they've looked at your images, then you go to your bio. Well, your bio, in most cases, everybody's bio is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds incredibly obnoxious and arrogant, but the average consumer that's coming in to look for a photographer, which again is going to be mom, doesn't care how you got started, doesn't care what awards you've won. In fact, doesn't know what PPA is or WPPI is. So the fact that you might have scored well in print competition and gotten first place means absolutely nothing to them. What they do care about is, can you be trusted to capture the kind of images that you want, that they want? So being able to have a bio up that talks about why you're a photographer. They also, by the way, nobody cares what gear you shoot with.
That's so true.
So if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then show them great images and stop trying to convince them that, you know, you've got more equipment than your local photo retailer, because nobody cares.
Right.
It's what you do with that equipment. And even more important, it's why you do it. So this is your opportunity to truly be a romantic and talk about your love for people. So one thing I'd recommend people do is go back into their bios and look, and also get rid of boring headshots. With your bio, get a shot of you working with a client with a camera in your hand. Have an image there that plants the seed of, wow, this person is a photographer.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.